It's hard to believe that Tom Hanks started his career as a stand-up comedian.
Oh, yeah.
And doing television. People didn't want to take him seriously as a serious actor.
It is. That's the fact that people couldn't take Tom Hanks serious is crazy.
Well, because now we know of him as a serious actor, right? Mm-hmm. That's what he does. If Tom Hanks is in the movie, he's playing a serious role. But he getting serious money, too.
That, too. But also, like, he's such a legit actor. He could do anything. So, like, anytime you see Tom Hanks' name on a movie, like, it makes me stop and look. Like, oh, okay, I'm a
He did Elvis recently, right?
Mm-hmm. I forgot he was in Elvis. That. He did Elvis.
There's so many movies. But Tom Hanks says he's only made 4 really good movies.
Okay. My favorite, I'm just going to tell you right now. One of mine was Catch Me If You Can. It didn't make our list. Which
it's
I'm
so
a little,
hard.
I'm a little bit upset about it, but
The Green Mile didn't make our list either.
Oh my God.
I know. There's so many. Like we just talked about Elvis. That didn't make the list. But what are your favorite Tom Hanks movies? Think about it. This man was in Toy Story. Let's listen to today's episode.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
When you're down with a homie, you got to be down. That's the discussion today on Friday's Eve here inside the Dana Cortez Show. Good morning. It's almost the weekend. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So last week, right after, you know, the Queen's funeral, I waited so I could compile the number of people that watched. And we actually said this on the radio. 5.1 billion people around the world watched Queen Elizabeth's funeral.
So there's live. 7 billion people in the world, and 5 billion of them were watching TV. Well, I'm not buying
that
number.
Did you guys see David Beckham even waited in line for 12 hours?
I did see that. 5 billion. There's 7 billion people on the planet.
I don't know what to tell you.
I didn't watch it.
Well, yeah, you're part of the 2 billion. That's simple math there, college degree.
Damn it, you doubled down on that one. So,
well, okay.
Let's talk about what happened here.
Let's talk about my college degree first.
Okay.
Because there's this thing that I applied to this whole situation, which is called logic.
Yeah.
Which I don't think either one of you guys have.
Back it up. Dana, tell them everything that happened.
First of all, 5.1 billion people didn't watch, okay?
How many people watch worldwide, Dana?
100 million.
Big difference between 100 million and 5 billion.
Anthony A. and I talked about this off the air. I was like, man, that's a lot of people. I was like, I got you.
Okay, the conversation went because Automatic feels as if the royal news gossip sometimes isn't really fitting with our show. So then Dana turns around and goes, Anthony, when Otto comes back in here, back me up on the Queen's funeral and how much people watch it. And I was like, I got you, dog. And I doubled down, and now we both look like idiots.
Stupid.
Damn, dude.
The craziest part when Anthony said this.
That's simple math there, college degree.
Anybody who's been listening to the show for a while knows that I'm always right, okay?
Let me tell you something. People believe me, though, because I say whatever I say with conviction, right or wrong.
That's right.
National Day Anthony A.
All right, dude. World Heart Day, ladies and gentlemen. World Heart Day.
Take care of your heart.
Say it with your heart. This is promoting global awareness of cardiovascular disease, so please get out there, get checked up when you can.
Eat right, walk. We also got
VFW Day, so salute to my uncle and all the men and women across this country who have served, and something that makes us all happy, well, not me, but you guys, it is National Coffee Day.
Salute to all my coffee drinkers.
Let me tell you something. One time, the coffee pot wasn't working at the house, or Otto blew it up. Something happened. And we came in here without coffee, and Anthony said within an hour, y'all can't come in the studio anymore until you have coffee. Done. Over. All right. Enjoy your cafecito. And then, of course, remember, it is Hispanic Heritage Month. There's this new show on YouTube. It's a cooking show. The woman's name is Doña Angela. It's called De Mi Rancho a Tu Cocina, which means from my ranch to your kitchen. It has surpassed both Martha Stewart and Gordon Ramsay as the most watched cooking show on YouTube.
I mean, who's not going to believe a Mexican grandma? You know, that's what I'm saying.
See, everybody wants to believe her, not me.
Yeah.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
In case you missed it, couples are breaking up now more than ever. What's the change? What's really going on if you're in a relationship or you want to be in one? Let me share this study with you from marriage.com. It's coming up. 3 stories you need to know. DJ Automatic, you go first.
So if you're with me and you think tipping culture is already out of control, wait till you hear about this one. Okay, this woman from TikTok, she's ordering furniture.
She's ordering online?
Yeah, ordering online. The furniture store asked her if she wanted to leave a 1%, 3%, or 5% bonus.
Come on.
For ordering her furniture?
There is something going on where every single thing I'm doing right now, they're asking for a tip.
It's called inflation.
Well, the hotel, they asked me for a tip in the gift store. Okay, another place they asked me for a tip? Fast food places. Why? If you're picking up the food and you're taking it to your car or you're in the drive-thru, why am I tipping you?
Because the people that are paying them aren't compensating them a living wage. Even $15 an hour, that's 3 gallons of gas if you're lucky.
The other thing I'm not feeling is, why are they asking me to donate to some program every single time I put my credit card on that machine?
Do you wonder if that's a scam? Because you and I, we donate monthly to all kinds of organizations. Do you ever wonder, is this real?
I just feel like it's intrusive at this point. It's like, why are you always asking me for money? Like, I feel like they're panhandling at the freaking cashier.
Okay. Yeah. All right,
y'all, in case you missed it, new research shows kids aren't the only ones glued to their phones. Parents are just as bad.
No.
Parents and caregivers, according to the study provided by CBS News, are consuming 3 to 4 hours a day of digital media, which leads to more yelling at their kids and nagging at their kids as well, too.
What do you want? Don't you know I'm watching TikTok?
Come on.
Gosh, you're not hungry? Just wait a few hours, it'll go away.
And they're saying that more and more parents are turning to their devices for a form of relaxation, and that's consuming a lot of screen time, therefore less engagement with their children.
You know, recently we did that parents court on why kids in America are more violent than kids in France. A lot of it was a direct result of us ignoring our kids. And it's gotten worse and worse and worse. We give a kid an iPad the day they're born so we don't have to watch them.
We're already self-involved as Americans.
Yeah.
And then when you throw in the whole social media aspect of it, it makes it even worse.
It was wild. The other day, I was hanging out with my friend and his son, and the 4-year-old son knew how to pick a filter. I was like, yo, this is wild. What kind of...
Stab your phone, parents, not just your kids. Have some dinner together. Go for walks. Go outside.
Do homework with your kids.
Yeah,
how about that?
There you go. All right, so in case you missed it, breakups are on the rise. I think the pandemic changed relationships, and that is what experts here at marriage.com have to say. Breakup norms, there's always been things like infidelity, jealousy, but money troubles is the number one reason long-term couples are breaking up today.
It's hard to be in love when you're broke.
Love sometimes isn't enough. And when it comes to finances, if that's not vibing, you can start fights with each other and say things to one another.
Well, I think that goes back to trust.
You can't take back.
Because you're trusting your partner to either take care of you or you're to take care of them.
And also, people handle their money differently. So
what's priority
may not be priority your partner. And you really don't know that until you guys really start getting into the relationship.
I was thinking, no, Automatic and I, we've been married over a decade. But we went through a very troublesome financial situation. We owned a restaurant bar. I remember thinking, if we can make it through this, we can make it through anything. It was affecting our relationship, our finances, because we were fighting about not having money to pay bills.
We're fighting because the IRS cleared out my bank account.
Oh, my God.
That's another show. All right, so communicate with your partner. Talk about finances. If you want me to share this article in its entirety, hit me up at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
In food news today, we're going to talk about Ben & Jerry's ice cream. Everybody loves ice cream. They're using one of their signature flavors to encourage voting. I'll tell you how right now. Hottest hashtags on your Thursday. It's the Dana Cortez Show, and I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Latinx.
Look, with inflation, everything going on, I'm so happy Amazon is having another Prime Day.
Ooh.
Yes, the rumor was circulating for months online, and it's true. You'll save the most money on electronics, beauty, fashion, even groceries next month, October 11th.
Okay.
Nice.
Yes. Plus, I know that, you know, holidays are coming up. I like to buy holiday gifts in bulk. Like, if there's a candle on sale, I'll buy 5. Everybody's getting a candle this year. You get a candle. You get a candle.
Or they just sit in our extra room and...
That's not the point.
No. This is what happens. Dana will buy in bulk and then it never gets given out and then it just sits in this room.
I'm going to light the candle, okay? Now we're moving on to food news. Ben & Jerry's is using their signature ice cream flavor, Change is Brewing. They got a new look and they're encouraging young black voter turnout ahead of the November 8th midterm elections. HBCUs, rural communities in the South, will receive free samples and also sale price on a Ben & Jerry's ice cream.
Hey.
So I love it. Ben & Jerry's is always doing good. And also, let's just remind everybody, get out there and vote.
It's arguably the best ice cream out there.
So freaking good. My favorite is Cherry Garcia. Hold on, we're doing a show here. Let me get back to work. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go to kick it off with National VFW Day.
Hey.
Yes. Salute.
My nana used to take me to the VFW. my grandpa died before I was born, and she would go there and dance. And I would just sit there with her.
Yeah. I would go to a lot of quinceas and weddings at the VFW.
My uncle, it's not the VFW, but my uncle was the director of the VA hospitals for a couple days. A long time,
my grandpa
actually
was a head cook at the VA hospital, too.
Hey, there we go. And let's go ahead and wrap it up on National Coffee Day.
Oh, my gosh. How many ways do I like my coffee?
Well, there's ice cream.
Yes.
I definitely like, there's cold brew, the espresso shot, the latte. And then you can just do it intravenously.
I don't recommend that, but I get what you're saying. No, all right.
I prefer my coffee like I do my ladies.
How's that, Anthony?
Without somebody's
What?
And it works better in a comedy club setting.
They must be really drunk.
Yeah.
That was obscene. That's what that was.
Can I mention my Hispanic Heritage Month fact? Do you mind? Doña Angela is the host of her TV cooking show. Well, rather, it's on YouTube called De Mi Rancho a Tu Cocina, which means from my ranch to your kitchen. And her show has surpassed both Martha Stewart and Gordon Ramsay as the most watched cooking show on YouTube.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Tom Hanks did an interview, and he said he's only made 4 really good movies. I can't believe that, because off the air, we're talking about so many. Otto, you mentioned 5 or 6 that I've forgotten about.
One that didn't make the top 5 is Green Mile, and that movie was amazing.
Ooh. Okay, what's one of your favorite Tom Hanks movies?
Big.
Oh, this is where he's a little kid. He's like 10, and he turns into a grown-up. Here he is with his grown-up crush.
I'm not sure we should do this yet.
Do what?
I want to spend the night with you.
Do you mean sleep over?
Yeah.
Okay. But I get to be on top.
He has bunk beds. He's innocent. He's like 10 years old. And she's like, all right. And they end up sleeping in bunk beds.
That is like every kid's like dream, though, to have a great job that you can just go buy whatever you want.
Oh, I know. Toys. You have to watch Big if you haven't watched it, because that movie's so old. There's a lot of people listening that probably haven't. Watch it on YouTube with your familia. It's a good flick right there. Let's talk about 4, Cast Away.
This one was a great one. And then also, I mean, who doesn't know the line, Wilson?
Well, he's on an island by himself.
Wilson! Wilson! Wilson!
He won an Oscar for that one and Big.
Ooh. Oh, wow. Okay, so coming in at 3 for us, Saving Private Ryan.
The opening scene from this is crazy.
And this moment here, when he's trying to calm his platoon down, when he reveals what he does for a living, oh, it's so moving.
I teach English composition back home, and I tell people what I do, and they think, well, now that figures. But over here, it's a big mystery. So I guess I've changed some. Sometimes I wonder if I've changed so much, my wife is even going to recognize me whenever it is I get back to her. I don't know anything about Ryan. I don't care. But if, you know, if going to Rommel and finding him so he can go home, if that earns me the right to get back to my wife, well, then that's my mission.
When I watch that movie, though, I know I'm going to be super heavy. Because it's a real story, right, about a lot of people that lost their lives. That D-Day opening scene, like automatic reference, is tough. Now, here's a movie that much more lighthearted. He's a cartoon, and he's playing Woody.
There's a snake in my boots.
You know, Automatic and I are married. We have a daughter, Ava Matic. Anytime she's feeling sick or needy, she watches Toy Story. It's one of her favorite Pixar films.
Story might be the greatest like sequel franchise, too. Like 2 and 3 and even all the way up to 4. They're all solid movies, dude.
I'm going to say 4 might be the best, though.
Oh, Automatic, you're right. I cried so much. Dude. Remember this part?
You are a toy! You weren't the real Buzz Lightyear. You're an action figure. You are a child's plaything.
But here's the 1 movie, and this is the only one that Tom Hanks mentioned as a great film that he made. Yeah, he said it was only 4. I beg to differ, sir.
I mean, but Forrest Gump is an American classic.
It is. It is this movie.
It's one of the greatest movies
when
of all
I was
time.
Little, I thought it was a true story.
It kind of is. Let me explain.
I'm not a smart man, but I know what love is.
Throughout the movie, you see a feather that's just being taken by the wind. And that's an analogy for us going through life. And if you remember, Forrest Gump always does what needs to be done to get the job done. And that's the premise of the movie. If you just do it right the first time and you do it as you're taught, you get it done.
That's deep. But Tom Hanks is also rocking Cortez's in the movie, so that invite that gets in the green
Tom
light
Hanks
to any carne asada.
What's your favorite Tom Hanks movie?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Fans of Deadpool, get ready for this huge announcement. I've got a little audio from Sir Ryan Reynolds I'm going to play for you right now. And more. It's the best gossip, the Daily Dirt, brought to you by State Farm. Anthony A., celebrity birthdays.
We have singer Halsey celebrating her birthday and Kevin Durant celebrating a birthday as well.
I have to start off with Lil Wayne's birthday party. You know, he turned 40. Hello, soiree. After the fact, Skip Bayless was there, Kanye West was there, but more importantly, Keith Sweat performed. Man,
I wish I would have just been there to see Kanye West jamming out to Keith Sweat.
Go to Dana Cortez on Instagram. I've got video. I'm putting up.
I'm sure
story.
Some tears came to his eye thinking about Kim.
All right, now let's move on and talk about Mariah Carey. She is now the first female artist in history here in the U.S. to sell over 70 million albums. And she's the best-selling female digital artist with 49.5 million albums sold. Michael Jackson's still on top, though, with 65.5 million digital albums.
And she's the only baby mama that Nick has that he doesn't have to worry about.
Don't got to worry about that child support, Nick. All right, and then finally, we're going to wrap it up talking about Ryan Reynolds. Deadpool 3 is coming. And guess who's going to be in the movie? Wolverine!
Oh. Hey, Hugh, you want to play Wolverine one more time?
Yeah, sure, Ryan.
So after that video on Instagram, he dropped a follow-up. He and Hugh Jackman explain how Wolverine comes back to life. But instead of hearing their explanation, you hear this.
What actually happens in our film is these two are... Get out there.
So from Careless Whisper to this one, apparently Ryan Reynolds loves George Michael.
Who doesn't?
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Earlier inside the Dana Cortez Show, Dana was talking about how money and financials can be the downfall of a relationship. Well, we are here to save your love, baby. So let's get a little financially intimate. Yay! I'd like to talk to you two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. Let's go ahead and sit down and bust open them spreadsheets, baby.
I was going to say, how are we going to get financially intimate? I don't even know if I like the sound of that.
So I was reading this article from NPR, and it goes on to say about how intimate talking about financials is for people. Because
it's a big deal to talk about money.
On the surface level, it's about money and what to do with this. But once you start getting deeper into it, you start to learn a lot about why a person spends and what they spend on. So you got to approach your partner understanding that this is going to be a vulnerable topic regardless of who makes more money in the relationship.
Yes.
And so the article also goes on to say there's a few things you should ask yourself before talking to your partner about this. A few questions to think about. Number one, how much do you both make? All right. You don't have to put that out there, but think about that. All right. Number two, debt. Are you in any student loan debt, credit card debt, or anything like that?
Before you get married, that's a question that needs to be asked. Ooh. Because you will take on their debt when you're married.
Take that from DJ Automatic. He is a successful married man who is happy, all right? Right?
Sure.
All right, when handling money with your partner, you should always be transparent. That's very important for them.
Oh, yeah, you have to be transparent because you do stuff like my wife does and just order stuff and it shows up at the door. And then you have an argument because you're like, why did you buy something again?
Automatic.
This is awkward.
I've heard those arguments in here. That's why I'm laughing. Automatic, talk to me about this. They say also that there should be active participants on both sides. Nobody should sit back and let another person handle it.
No, I would think, I mean, when it comes to money, it's better that the family takes care of it.
Because a lot of times you hear, though, like, oh, I'm bad at math or I'm not good at this, so this person just handles that. But with money, there's too much room for things to go wrong, and then somebody gets all the blame.
And then somebody also gets all the power in the relationship if they are only the only one taking care of the money.
Ooh, okay. And the final gem I'm going to leave you with, too, is your financial plan for your relationship should be flexible.
Of course. Right. Life is flexible.
There it is, dude. So if you guys come up with a plan and it works, or maybe it's not working, be ready to adjust and do what you need to do. All right. So sit down, bust open them spreadsheets, clap them checks, and shoot them direct deposits into her bank. Oh, that worked. It kind of ended up working a lot better than I thought it was going to be. Let us know how you and your partner discuss financials and what breakthroughs you guys have made as a couple together. At Anthony A. Comedy on Twitter and Instagram. At DJ Automatic. Same on all social media platforms. Have a beautiful day.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.